This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. There's ferment and frustration in Iran today. The Interior Ministry there has declared that President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has won re-election and in a landslide. His principal opponent, the moderate reformer Mir Hossein Mousavi, says that the election was a fraud. The results have angered many Iranians. At least 2,000 demonstrators are reportedly on the streets of Tehran, setting tires ablaze outside the Interior Ministry, clashing with riot police. Iran's supreme leader has called Mr. Ahmadinejad's re-election, quote, a divine assessment, and he went on state TV to urge the nation to unite behind him. NPR's Mike Schuster is in Tehran. Michael, thanks for being with us.
Hi, Scott.
And what have you seen? What's going on?
Well, actually, there are skirmishes all over the center part of the city now in Tehran, and I'm on Balyasar Street, which is kind of the Fifth Avenue of Tehran. And for a couple of miles, there have been running battles now for hours with riot police. It started with spontaneous demonstrations. I saw a demonstration of several hundred people come marching down this street. And then the riot police started to assemble themselves and started moving up and down the street on foot, mostly on motorcycle. They're clad in body armor. They wear helmets and face masks. They carry truncheons and nightsticks, and they have been beating people in cars on the sidewalks and on motorcycles for the last 3 or 4 hours, just trying to clear the streets. Every time they go by, the crowd gathers behind them and resumes their chants of death to the dictator or down with the dictator. Demonstrators have been burning trash in the streets. And there are now more and more riot police being added to it to try to regain control of what's become chaotic streets in central Tehran.
The Ayatollah Khomeini statement, at least on the surface, would seem to be the last word. Does Mr. Mousavi and his supporters have any legal recourse that's apparent?
Not as far as I know. He proclaimed, in effect, that Ahmadinejad had won the election, and so did the other governing bodies of the election, the Interior Ministry and a body known as the Guardian Council. It is hard to know whether Mr. Mousavi, Mir Hossein Mousavi, the challenger, and his followers have any legal recourse. And I think that the people of Tehran and the rest of Iran are waiting to see what they're going to do.
And any word from Mr. Mousavi?
Only that he issued a statement and he said that he wouldn't participate in the charade and he wouldn't allow government by lies. Beyond the statement, his whereabouts are not clear and what he's going to do is not clear.
NPR's Mike Schuster certainly has been covering the election campaign in Tehran and will stand by to cover it for the rest of the morning. Thank you very much, Michael, and please stand by with us.
Okay.